And once again, a huge thank you to all of our financial supporters, our 87.8 survivors. All of your names are there on the screen. We cannot thank you all enough. Each of you are legends. Just thank you so, so much. But a big shout out in particular to our two podcast bosses, Kenny Baker, 23 months now, mate. Just don't know what we're doing right, but you keep coming back. And Cinnamon, 16 months. You're an absolute legend, mate. In fact, all of you are legends who help the shows go on each and every week. Thank you all for your support, even just by watching or listening. And we hope you enjoy this week's show. We are live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And welcome to episode 151 of the Daisy Podcast. Why is that wheel up? Let's close that wheel off. There we go. Archie, how you doing, buddy?
Great, bro.
That beard just gets better and better every fucking week, mate.
Sound check.
Yeah, you're coming through.
You guys hear me?
You're coming through. I can see. Well, it looks like you're coming through at my end, but I'm not going to ask them because they'll just fucking troll me. But yeah. Sadly, our guest, Lakavu, stood us up this week, which is kind of sad. You know, we did want to get players on to hear their take. It would have been a good one this week as well, Archie, with 1.21 dropping. See what people are thinking about it. But we'll probably actually start with that one, mate. 1.21, did you watch Wobo's guide on how OP having the armor on with plate carrier and that is?
Yeah, I watch all his stuff.
What did you think of it? Like, I know Mike Doherty was quite vocal in the Discord about it, and a lot of people have been. I think even Minder was on Twitter. Good to see him back on there. No one tried to cancel him for having an opinion this time, which was also good. What are your thoughts on it, mate?
I like any kind of meta change like that personally, because then I have to adapt my strategy to it, and it keeps the game fresh for me. Mm-hmm. OP, nothing is overpowered in DayZ. There's always a loophole. But, you know, I think a lot of the streamers know that they're expected to have an opinion on it because, yep. I mean, they're an authority to a lot of people about the game. That's how people found out about the game. For the most part, but I like it, dude. I like the leg armor meta too. That's a big deal. Everybody's shitting on this update, calling it the Dark and Darker ripoff update or whatever. The fact that there's leg armor now is a big deal. I mean, that opens them up to all kinds of new things and modders as well. Things they can reskin those. They can put that data on another type of leg armor and it'll work, you know, as far as I know. So I love it, man. I love it. I'm excited to see what everybody does with it.
Because it's still, like, it's a big hit to your stamina, isn't it? And there's a lot of people who
it's a good trade-off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing about a lot of these people that have all these opinions only play on modded servers. They're not playing on the vanilla servers, you know? So they don't even understand, oh, it's super OP. Well, not if you're playing on vanilla and you have stamina and then it rains or you try to swim in that shit, you're fucked, you know?
Well, that was something I wanted to know. What is it like swimming in that? Can you swim or do you drown? Because you're not going to be able to swim wearing fucking armor. So that's the suspension of disbelief factor there. Okay.
Yeah, it's not like Scum where you drown, but it's you can't swim fast. So I mean, you know, you're kind of treading water slowly because you don't have the stamina, but. I don't know. People need to stop complaining and be grateful, in my opinion. I mean, you have the right to, you know, grieve because it's a product and you're a consumer and that's customer service, right? But I think a lot of people are just, they see stuff and it's like 50-50. They either try to find a reason to love it or they try to find a reason to hate it. And you just kind of got to deal with it. But and I love it personally.
The big plus, though, is crossbows. Everything I've seen, I still haven't gotten a chance to use them myself. But everything I've seen is they're back and they're doing really good stuff. I like the change they made to the durability of them. I think that was a good change, particularly the, you know, basically just being able to create one out of a stick. What is it? You get 4 shots, I think, with just a stick. Slightly
the
better.
Sharp stick, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, again, that opens us up to modding possibilities and it opens the door to the new stuff for the next update. I'd say we're probably going to get bows pretty soon, I would hope, with the, I mean, the crossbow physics and everything are working out, the projectiles are working out. So, I mean, the foundation is laid. I'm excited, man. A lot of people are bummed for some fucking reason. We got crossbows back, man. Cheer the hell up. You know what I mean? And then,
look, there's going to be the bucket ones, mate. We're going to say, yeah, but we had them before. They're just bringing it back. Yeah, but they're bringing it back in a different engine.
Exactly. You got to redo it from scratch. That's what these people don't understand. They choose not to understand it, though, I think.
Some of them are just happier when they're griping, mate.
Amen. I mean, we're probably going to get spray paint back, because I noticed in a couple of the trailers that they've put out, they're spray painted Mosins, the sawed off Mosins. Nobody's picked up on that kind of stuff. Mm. I mean, I'm looking forward to all of the new things. Yeah, they're re-implementations, but like you said, it's a new engine. They're having to be completely reworked. It's not easy. It's a small team. I know I'm always kissing the devs' asses, but you know, I love it, man. Especially crossbows. I've been getting so many sick ass kills with crossbows, and no one hears the shots and comes to investigate. You know what I mean? So,
well, it's perfect. Let's have a look at this trailer.
Peggy 18.
Tell you what, Toprek has got to be feeling pretty fucking good right now. Yeah.
Yeah, but that is an iconic fucking video that he made.
It is. It is literally one of the top 10 greatest videos for Daisy of all time. I've said it before and I'll say it again about the guy. One of the things I love about him is it's not just that he's a just a great PvPer, because he is top tier, you know, one of the best ever that we've seen streaming in DayZ. He does stuff that mere mortals just can only dream of doing, but he still has a humble and just enjoys the fuckery, and that video proved it. Like, the only thing missing from that is Tope's laugh. It is so infectious. They put the whole, you know, the Easter egg about the crossbow involving him, and the trailer now involves him as well, which is absolutely awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's nice to see content creators getting represented and stuff like that. It just lets you know that the devs and the producers and stuff are looking at the content and they're looking at the community. And, you know,
yeah,
that's cool to me.
I like what Wardog said in chat there as well. They showed off Jacob's work by showing that items don't fall through the floors now.
Yeah. I like the sound when the first guy got hit with the crossbow.
Yeah. Yep.
The grunt, and then then the rest of them just stood there and waited their turn to get shot like a kung fu movie.
Yeah, that was the only thing. It was like, man, if I see my mate getting shot, the person in front of me is getting taken out straight away.
Literally, everyone's gonna scramble and Discord goes nuts. Yeah.
Yep. What the fuck? Someone's down. But yeah, another great trailer. Loved it. It was where was the part with the Black Mosin in that?
Oh, it was the one. It was the crazy ass Valentine's Day one that we watched.
Oh, yep. Remember? Yeah.
When the guy went to cut the body up, he had the painted Mosin on his back. But Yeah, I mean, I think they're teasing. They always tease stuff in the trailers, and then it comes out later on. Not that update, but like the next update. It seems like my pattern recognition skills are kicking in. Maybe it's my autistic spectrum disorder. I don't know, but
I'm looking for that. That was that weird one. Yeah. Okay. Give me a sec. Let me just put that up.
The last one, I think it was 120.
No, you said the Valentine's Day one. Yeah. So that was the one that they did that was a bit of a
Peggy art house. 18.
The girl in the dress. Cutting up a body and you can see it. Right here, keep it playing. Keep it playing just a little. You'll see it. You'll see it. I'm telling you, it's there. And then we could paint the fire axe too back in the day, bro.
Yeah, we could.
When they're shooting, you can see it. It's like a green, forest green, an OD green paint. And then the part where she's cutting up the body, you can see it.
I think you're full of shit, mate.
No, it's there, I'm telling you. Right there, look, right there. Look on his back, right there. What is that? That's a sawed-off Mosin painted right there. Guy on the right. That's a sawed-off green Mosin right there painted.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't like that trailer. I loved it. I thought it was really out there, and it was good to see them doing something different. So I never noticed that sawn off green Mosin. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. The things you never notice.
I go frame by frame on those videos, dude. Because
you
I,
have to.
I
you
know,
have to.
I know how slick they are, man.
I just don't bother, mate, because I've got the observational skills of a brick. So I leave it to all you. So clever people for working that stuff out. No, B, we do those player episodes at the end of every 2 months. So the next one will be in July. We'll do the player one. Overall though, it's a pretty damn good patch. Like if we go and have a look at their Twitter and the patch notes and that, it wasn't just the armor, although with the armor now. We don't have Dave here. Dave's off doing a apparently he's a singer. We'll have to get him to record some sort of
singer, drug dealer, modder.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
a multi-talented man. Find him. Read more about the update here, and let's bring her up. Yeah, Tope has to save even that thumbnail. That's my thumbnail. This is my patch. 1.21 is Tope's patch. But yeah, the armor though, I'm wondering what does that open up in the way of people for modding for clothes? Because ever since we went to 0.63, clothing's never really had any impact. But if you remember back in the day, Archie, the old biker jacket. Used to give you a little bit of armor protection. Is this going to bring that back?
I still play that way, dude. I still, for some reason, I call the guns the old names. I call the clothes the old names. It's still a UK assault vest for me, not a field vest or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. But yeah, I remember the rider jacket. If you stuff that motherfucker full of books or if you put books in a frying pan and put that in your writer's jacket, you were like bulletproof, man.
Yeah.
People forget all that. But to my knowledge, man, and if anyone is in the chat can correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I've dabbled in modding and in video game design, they can just attach the armor, the leg armor script onto another, you know, item that they mod in and, you know, increase it, decrease it. I mean, you could even, like, remember that back in the day I came out with that, I know DOJ remembers, I made this mod idea where you could take the books that used to spawn in the game and mix them with duct tape and make like a homemade body armor like they do in third world countries and in prisons and stuff. You could even make that on your legs, you know, and add that script to that, you know. I mean, there's all kinds of things you could do, man.
I know there's been some issues with the thirst and also the sound or dropping from heights happening when you basically, you know, it's a bit of a throwback to the old days, Archie, where you'd break your legs going over a step.
Yeah.
And it seems like everyone's grunting now.
That's annoying, dude. It's broken. They've got to fix it, because I was playing with Facility yesterday and you can just be running and you'll get it. Ugh, you know, and
yeah.
He made the joke. He's like, oh, I stubbed my toe and cracked me up. But yeah, it's a little much, man. But I think they know that and they'll sort it out. You know, it comes with the territory of a new update. And a lot of games, I know it's whataboutism, but a lot of games are just doing fixes with their updates if they're doing that, and they're adding content and doing fixes for DayZ. So I'm very grateful for them for that.
The fixing of the exploits where you could glitch through walls and see through walls was a good one though, that was very, very bad. But I'm hearing on console, though, they can still get under the map or things like that. Is that correct, anyone in chat?
It's correct. I've seen them do it. I saw a YouTube video yesterday of the guy showing people how to do it, how you lay under a tree a certain way and it pushes you under the map. I mean, but when they put those things out, the devs see it, man. Like, they crawl the YouTube videos. And
yeah, well, they banned that guy who was or DMCA'd him for his cheat software or whatever that he was advertising. And he got a bit butthurt about it, but it's like, dude, what do you expect? They're not going to let you freely advertise.
They struck a video of mine. Mistakenly. You know?
Yeah,
they get them. They'll catch you, dude.
Yep. But, you know, you've only got to look here. Yeah. Look at the sheer amount of fixes, the items that were added. Yes, most of them were about the medieval stuff, but the wool gloves, fingerless gloves. I don't know about you, I love fingerless gloves.
Yeah.
And it's nice to actually be able to have a pair you can ring out now.
Because
that always bugged me that you couldn't ring them out. But you can ring out a jacket, which is stuffed full of bloody items. So that was always weird. But, So, overall, another good solid patch from everything I've seen. And I can't wait to get my teeth into it. I just haven't had much time this week. Even the changes, it was a pretty beefy patch all up.
Everybody hates the thirsty sound.
Yeah.
They all hate that.
Yeah.
I think it shouldn't be like lip smacking. He should be like clearing his throat or something. It would be less triggering, I guess. I hate to use that word. But yeah, everyone, even Rampage Granny there. Hello, gorgeous. She's out there in chat complaining about it. And Facility, I know I've brought him up twice, but he's got like a phobia of, or like a tick where if you chew or whatever on the mic around him, he loses his mind. A lot of people are that way. And it's kind of like, it makes you cringe a little bit when you hear
That would be bad. That would be bad. Look, overall, I think it's awesome. Hey, Lemons, how you doing, buddy? It happens a lot, especially after they broke the object spawner in 1.21. Okay. Good patch, few bugs, but it wouldn't be DayZ without bugs, mate, would it?
No, that's what makes the game so charming.
It does, it does, it does. Now, I Survived did an update as well to the launcher. I haven't really noticed them ever do a big change, but we've got a video from them because it pretty much seems to be everyone's default third-party map that they use. But it was good to see them add a lot of stuff. I don't know about you, but I think that being able to add the roles was good, a good addition to this. So that should make things a bit easier for organizing your teams.
Yeah, why are we not sponsored by these guys? We know he's an awesome dude. It's an awesome website.
Thank you for the follow, Chloric Hippo. That even that was good, the advanced marker editor.
If you play in a group, it's almost essential, man. iSurvive Plus. I think it does cost, was like $5?
But it's worth it. It's worth it. You know, yeah, if you play a lot,
it's worth it.
And you know, it's the same as Twitter Blue. I've got it because I like the features that it gives me, not because I want some fucking flex blue check mark. But it enables me to do a War and Peace fucking tweet, big lengthy wording and all the rest of it. And if you use iSurvive a lot, I'll bring it up here. It's worth it because it gives you all those. This isn't a mod. This is a third party.
Yeah. It's an app too. You can get it on your phone. I have it on my phone.
I'll put it into chat for all y'all, so you can see it. But yeah, it is a brilliant. And yeah, it's an app. You can get it on your iPad, on your iPhone, or on your tablets and your phones and all the rest of it. So even if you don't have, it's really good when you've got a second monitor. You can have that up with your Discord and use it. I set myself a rule though, Archie. I don't use it unless I'm I've got a map, compass, and a GPS in game, because it does make it just a bit easier. I hate the fact that even with the compass, you can't use the compass when you've got a rifle in your hand. Yeah, you know, I used to be able to do that all the time, IRL. So
yeah,
I kind of justified to myself that I can use it then. But it does, even the zoom factor was awesome. Being able to zoom in a bit more than you used to be able to. I know they did in their Discord that there was an issue with the quality of the map, and that's why they can't zoom too much. But what were you going to say, mate?
Oh, I was going to say they update iSurvive expeditiously. So like, anytime there's an update in the game or a map update or a new vehicle type or something. If you guys remember when we did the April Fools about the Jets, updated the Jets like almost instantly. So it's worth it, man. You're running a big group, this isn't like a sponsored plug either. This is just, I'm telling you, if you're running a big group or even a group of four or five guys, having iSurvive and you can create an account and create a group on there.
Yep.
And you can add all your boys or girls to it, and then they see the update. So you can, found a base here. You put a little note, put a little base icon. Oh, there's a car here. Stash this here. You know what I mean? And even if you play solo, it's really easy to make little notes and markers to remember where you, buried that stash or built that lean-to shelter or whatever. So iSurvive, iSurvive.com. Check it out. And it's an app. And it's got all the modded maps on there. I forgot about that. Yeah. So.
And it's got them in the both versions as well. The actual, like a satellite view, and then as a just a map view as well. So it's good. I generally prefer satellite view because I like being able to see the color of the terrain. Helps me with my navigation, but yeah, it's a great little program, folks. If you haven't heard of it before, get on it. And they've got a really good Discord as well if you've got any questions and anything like that. So yeah, not sponsored at all. We just like them, and they create a good service. And if you can buy it, because they've been doing this for fucking how many years?
Wild, dude. Since DayZ Database went under, I think they might have been. I don't know if they had a relationship with DayZ Database, but that was what I switched to once DayZ Database went away. It reminds me a lot of the old DayZ DB stuff. Tell them what. Tell them they give me a free account, and I'll plug it every single podcast and every single stream.
Now I need to switch to my account, and we are going to be touching on. So this tweet here, I put this out, and this is one of the reasons why I have Twitter blue, folks. Imagine being sacked from a passion project because the work you were producing for free wasn't being produced fast enough. Imagine being told that you wouldn't ever get paid as the work that you were doing for free wasn't enough to get paid for, but still enough to be used. And that work you were doing for free contributes to the exposure of the main people associated with that project, and they make a lot of money doing their content creation and other projects. Imagine the environment in that team where everyone was working for free on a passion project. Was that bad that almost every person associated walked away from the passion project due to how they or others were treated? You can tell a lot about people in how they treat those around them, especially when they have a position of power. Power that sees people wanting to be associated with them and willing to do work that should, after a certain point, in my opinion, be paid work. Too many people abuse the community aspect culture of this online world we all live in now, where many folks are just happy to be attached to something bigger than them, providing services that really should be paid for. For many small creators, this isn't really relevant. Most don't even make minimum wage. But for those who start earning serious incomes, take a good hard look at yourself and how you treat those around you. You may just be a content creator, but in essence, you are a business. You pay taxes, or at least you should be. Make money. They are tips, folks, not donations. Donations are for charities. And essentially provide a service. Start respecting those people who help you maintain the servers, stream chats, discords that surround and support you better. Watch your space, folks. I am hearing information around allegedly the most arrogant and entitled instance of this I have ever heard in our DayZ community. And I use the good old classic, let them eat cake. So basically, this is all about the Grey Man service. So they released their tweet. Let me see if I can find it. There we go. I've got it up now. Servers are now closed. We will be back with a fully established experience, though we cannot provide a launch date at this time. Thanks all, and see you in Cherno again sometime soon. So, Stroud said, the first iteration stage of Grey Man will be ending today. We learned a lot in this initial phase and really appreciate how much fun everyone had on the server. But to get our vision into DayZ, it's going to take a lot of time and require a lot of development, more than we had initially anticipated. When we first launched, we weren't sure if anyone would want to play our special flavor, so it was all very much an alpha beta test of sorts. But after seeing massive interest from the community, we feel we need to do this right, finish the mods we want, and hone the setup of the servers before the next launch. This will allow us to focus entirely on development in this downtime rather than splitting between active running of what we have and development of what it should be, especially as we are both full-time streamers with other responsibilities as well. We want to thank everybody for all the memories they made on Grey Man Seasons 1 and 2, all the streamers that played it and had their streamer items included. We appreciate you and all the valuable feedback you gave. Thanks to the modders who are so talented and share so much passion for creating the best DayZ experience possible. Thanks to the admin team who kept our servers clean and went above and beyond for the community. And thanks to the role players who made every day unique in Grey Man Kernerus. So basically what I heard was that eventually the focus started to change towards more of a business focus, Archie. And Shannon Z Killer, Sacriel's wife, came in. And some of the comments that were allegedly said to some of the modders who were working behind the scenes were pretty fucking bad, mate. And that's what I was talking about with the... Now, imagine being told or sacked from a passion project because the work you were producing for free wasn't being produced fast enough. That's just... Like, I get it. But when you're talking about two guys who probably, one of them we can confirm is a multimillionaire, Sacriel, I'm gonna hazard a guess that he's made a shit ton of fucking money. He's got some big sponsors and all the rest of it. What do you think, Archie? Am I being a bit prissy princess here about it? Or is that pretty shitty that they weren't even paying the guys who were making a server, which gives them exposure and... more clout and all the rest of it, I just think it's pretty scummy using their influence on people.
I would have to know like the full story. I will say working with a lot of modders, they do take their sweet ass time, and you're paying for a product, even though you're not supposed to be paying, you're donating. Everybody knows it's just a loophole. They do take their time. That's why when you find a modder who gets shit done on time and doesn't move like pond water, you know, you stay on that guy and you want to keep him. But then those guys get overwhelmed because they're the only ones doing anything.
If you're paying 100%, but if you're not paying.
Well, they can't come out and say they're paying because Bohemia doesn't allow you to pay for mods. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know the whole story. I would just be guessing. If I'm not donating for a modder and I'm just like, hey, what the fuck's taking so long? You know, you're attaching. I've put my name on this project and you're not getting stuff done. That's one thing. But you're talking about a server that was full pretty much the entire time it was up. I hardly ever saw it go under either full or high. So there's got to be something more to it than that. I do remember seeing a clip where Shroud last month was playing DayZ and was like, he died. I was like, dude, this game still fucking sucks. And he quit playing, you know, so maybe it had something to do with that. I'm not sure. But a lot of the people in the modding community, dude, and I don't care if they hate me for saying this, they kind of hold them. They kind of self-aggrandize, if you know what I mean. Like, yep. Yeah, they're talented. Don't get me wrong. Right. But you didn't create the engine. You didn't create, you know, I'm not talking about like the expansion team. I'm talking about guys that, I'm not getting enough recognition, so I'm going to take my mod down. You know what I mean? That's like some teenage.
Well, you're touching on another topic there. Yeah. So.
Well, it's not just him. I've seen it time and time and time again. Or the people who just want the recognition. So
Wardog saying in chat, commissions are allowed, but creating a mod and then commercially selling it is not allowed. So
that was my point. Yeah,
they can pay people to create mods specifically for them.
Right. And a lot of my, and when I say modders, I'm not generalizing. People always take what I say and say that I'm just shitting on an entire group of people. No, there's guys like Jellic, Helkiana. There's so many that I've worked with in the past. Luge, the guy who made Kimsey, that have been so helpful, and you pay them and they're there, you know what I mean? And they get the shit done, they stay in touch with you. But then again, there's modders who just want to attach their names to someone who's established, a brand that's established for exposure and clout. And I've had this happen and to me, so I know it's happened to everybody else. And then you have to stay on top of them and keep back checking. And hey, man, it's been 2 months. Have you gotten anything done? And no, I can't say that I have. You know, they completely just, that you shouted them out on YouTube or something, and then they were like, okay, I got what I wanted, you know. And that's happened to me with someone that you and I both know very closely, you know. It just happened to Marks, you know. And that's the thing. I think a lot of them are just clout chasing and trying to ride that modders are the greatest thing since sliced bread. Which, granted, they did defibrillate DayZ. I'm not shitting on modders. They kept DayZ alive in the darkest hours, and they still are, because let's be honest, the devs are just taking the most popular mods and making them into features. So I'm not shitting on the modding community. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. That's my opinion.
Say yes or no. Read the DM I just sent you.
Yes.
Okay. Not surprised. But yeah. Yeah, so look. All I know is I lean more to the way that Rampage Granny is. You know, you pay someone for his or her time, not for the mod. I'm not 100% in that camp because, you know, some of them do take their sweet ass time.
I'm paying for a product, and when you give me expectations at the time of at the time that we have the transaction, and then I'm having to constantly back check you. Hey man, how are we doing? Hey man, if I'm an employee, if I'm a contractor and you hire me to, you know, write a blueprint for an addition on your house, and they say, how long is this going to take? And I say 2 weeks. And then after 3 weeks, I'm having to call you and be like, hey bro, what's going on? You know what I mean? I mean, that's a pretty fair comparison. Then I'm not being a professional. You know what I mean? And especially if I'm being paid, dude, you know what I mean? That's the thing. A lot of these people are, you got to think about it too, the kind of folks that modding and writing code attracts. And this is, again, I'm in school for it, so, but I'm not shitting on them. kind of takes like an antisocial personality to be interested and to have the amount of time and the lack of distractions to become an expert at something like that. You know, if you've got a lot of stuff going on, you don't have a lot of time to learn the intricate ins and outs of modding this game, right? Or any game. So
I want to bring up what Michael's said in chat there, because that's something that I thought about as well. You know, that's my tinfoil conspiracy hat. That were they just using this as a chance to gather information and intel for their own survival game that they're making as well. So, you know, who knows? But at the end of the day, if it's true that they weren't paying them, if it's true that those pretty fucking shitty things were said to people that, you know, work for free, but, you know, we're going to abuse you because you're not working fast enough or you're not working good enough or whatever. You know, we would never pay you. Your work's not good enough, but we'll still use it. It's like, that's pretty fucking arrogant.
It sounds to me more like a situation of, oh yeah, I would love to help you out, most famous video game streamer of all time. Sure. Let me just attach my name to your wagon here. And then not holding yourself to the standard that you sell yourself when you become part of a project like that. And then if you don't stay true, it's like lying on your resume. You know, hey man, you said you were going to be able to work 40 hours a week. Now all of a sudden you don't have reliable transportation to work, that kind of thing. You know, so you never know till you see behind the curtain. People that shout "I'm a victim" the loudest are usually trying to, you know, over
look. From what I've been told, the entire modding team, pretty much to a man, is gone. They've all walked away from that project. So when that happens.
Did they walk away or were they shooed away? That's the other thing. Like, do we know the truth?
Well, what I was told was one of them was sacked, the person alluded to in the first comment, you know, being told that your work's not good enough. Or that you're not working.
Was his work not good enough?
And then everyone else said, well, if you're not going to fucking back our guy, we're going to walk away. So at the end of the day, Archie, if they paid him, if they treated it like a proper job, which I think when these guys are fucking signing contracts with a company to make a video game, you know, signing contracts with sponsors and all the rest of it, when they're going to create a server, they need to be doing it at a higher standard than something else. You know, when it's Shroud and Sacreal, they need to be, if they're going to put their name to something, because, you know, this may be completely wrong, but they've handled it in a way that enables them to, basically, you know, were NDA signed, were, you know, did they not bother with any of that standard basic sort? Man, when I did the interview with Face Fiction, I had to sign a fucking NDA, which I'm still behoven to. I chat with him all the time about, you know, but I don't talk about what I talk about because I've signed an NDA with him and I take that shit seriously. A lot of people don't. And I think it's scummy when two guys who are fucking multimillionaires are treating a bunch of modders like that. Everyone knows that I have a soft spot for modders because I do. Yes, you know, they're a special breed at times, but for the most part, they get used, abused, and left confused by a lot of people.
So whine a lot, bro. Yeah. I'm sorry. Like a lot of them are just they want to be held put on this pedestal, and you know, people can't understand the amount of work that you put into making that mod. So how do you expect them to understand, you know, you not, you're feeling that you're not being appreciated enough. Yeah. You're being undervalued as a modder. The other thing is, Shroud and Sacreal are fucking businessmen. This is a business to them. Like you said, yeah, that server was a business to them. If I have a business, most servers are ran as a business. That's why they spoof their player accounts and make you pay for prio queues so they can afford it. It's expensive. When you're running a business and some guy comes in, first of all, I don't believe for a fucking second that any of them were doing it for free. They were either doing it for pay or they were doing it for clout to say, yeah, I worked on a project with these two huge brands. Right. So either way, they're being paid for their work. Right. The other thing is saying someone.
No. I do not agree that exposure is payment. I do not.
I do, because these guys are doing it for money. So then you can say, hey, I just worked on, I helped design that shoe with Nike, so you should hire me, Adidas. It's the same kind of thing, right? Sorry, I didn't mean, I don't want to get animated here. I apologize.
No, this is why we do this show, mate.
Yeah, I see both sides. You have to. And I know people hate me because I always play devil's advocate, but you have to.
I love you for it.
And the thing is, I've worked with the modders in this community, dude. And even, like, a lot of them will talk to you in the most condescending fucking way. And it's like, hey, bro, first of all, if we were face to face, you would not be doing that. Second of all, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. That's why I'm coming to you to fucking pay you, backdoor pay you, even though I'm not supposed to. And I'm going to pay you anyway what you're charging me. All right. $200 or more in a lot of cases, because I've paid a lot of money for mods on my servers, you know, and a lot of times it doesn't go anywhere because no one wants to play it. So it's, I mean, then they still talk to you like you're stupid. It's like, obviously I don't know what I'm doing. That's why I came to you. Why are you trying to rub that in? The other thing is, I think exposure absolutely is payment, because then you can say, oh, well, I worked with Sacro and so-and-so, so you should hire me. And they're going to make all the money, especially with what the guy just said in chat, that they're allowed to be compensated now. So, I mean, I don't know. Then the guy was fired. He didn't walk away. He was fired because, was he fired because his work wasn't up to par, or because he wasn't getting it done in the time that he agreed to? You know what I mean? Because that's what I see. That makes more sense to me than, hey, dude, your shit sucks, get out of here. And even if that were the case, you were brought on to do something. You couldn't do it. So get the fuck out of here. We're going to get somebody better. That's just competitive marketing. You know, that's just how it is. If I'm a landscaper and I make your front yard look like shit, and the guy who did your neighbor's house is, you know, offering to do it better, I'm going to hire that guy. You know,
so, well,
I think we get a lot of one-sided information, because these big guys can't be asked to come in and give their side. They don't care.
I doubt they will. For them, it's easy just to ignore the situation and move on.
Right. What do they have to gain?
Yeah.
What do they have to gain?
Yeah. Nothing. But yeah. Okay, so you touched on it, but we've got to mention it as well. Zarge has pulled all of his mods and made a statement. Wardog just made a comment there. I'll stick my two cents in. None of the content we worked on for Grey Man ever made it to the workshop. The amount of work I put in was the same in terms of communication I received, which was little. Theirs was the only one that seemed to put in a lot of work. Well, Thayer's was the only one that seemed to put in a lot of work in terms of custom items. We all discussed in voice and what we expected of each other. Okay, so there you go. Did you receive any payment, Wardog? Well, you can't disclose that.
Of course not. Let's move on.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, Zarge. Sorry, Steve Salkatesh. I was not paid and just got kicked after... out from their modding team after asking Shannon a question after Shroud's announcement. Yeah. Michael, I like Archie's attitude. I'm going to hire him.
Hey, bro, if you hire me, I'm going to get the job done. That's it, bro. If you hire me to do graphic design,
as long as he stays away from drinking that fucking moonshine fucking shit in that
or cocaine, ass. But I gave that shit up, man. I'm all about professionalism now, dude. But yeah, I was worried about wearing a t-shirt on the fucking podcast, dude. It's just hot down here in Florida. But that's me, man. I held myself to, maybe it's unfair. I hold myself to a higher standard. I hold other people to my standards too sometimes, but that's just the military, man.
Yeah, you got to be careful with holding people to your own standards.
Yeah, I agree. And I've got to catch myself with that a lot of times. But again, I'll say in closing, everybody that shouts victim the loudest is usually trying to drown out the people that, you know, that they're claiming victimized them. You know, they don't want you to hear their defense or their side. And there's always two sides. I could be absolutely wrong. I have no fucking idea. I'm just saying, look at both sides. Modders are great. Again, just to disclaim there. I have no issue with the modding community, but a lot of them are what I described, and they are how I described.
Okay, so I'm just looking for it. Where is the post about... there we go, got it. Browser. Okay, so let's read out what Zarge had to say. Well, here's an announcement or whatever. I'm not going to sugarcoat or anything. For now, I am done. I am sick of the community, which a lot of the messages I've read in here just further proves how entitled this community is and can be. I took some time off just ignoring all and everything and just doing my thing. Man, it has been great without it, not going to lie. But yeah, there it is. Yes, I removed them. Now the speculations can stop. I removed my mods that I created with my own free spare time for free. Amazing, huh? My mods I made with no intention of being obliged to anyone or do what anyone tells me. I can speak my mind. I can say it how it is. Call me a prick, cunt, twat, or whatever. I will wait for your map or mod you spent hours every day on for a year or so and then tell you have no right to do or decide what you do with your own mod. For those that have repacked or re-uploaded my mods, you'll be DMCA'd without warning and banned from here. Why? Well, it is indeed against Steam rules to re-upload deleted content. You were literally stealing someone's work. Well, yeah, that's it from me, I suppose, for now, because currently I'm staying the fuck away. On another note, I've seen most DMs are concerned, but I've just stayed away from it all, aka the community altogether, even the friends I have made throughout the community, my way of dealing with it, I suppose. So I feel for him, but I do not like his way of dealing with it. Yeah, that's very disappointing because, you know, there's a lot of people out there who have, you know, got servers that they put a lot of time and effort into around these maps and all the rest of it, and it's all gone. All because, essentially, he's done the, you know, taking my bat and ball and going home.
I love that. Oh, man. What is he mad about? What happened? For anybody who's not, like, all plugged in.
I honestly don't know. I think he's just a very troubled individual. I think it comes back to a lot of what you were saying. He didn't feel appreciated enough, which
well,
I understand.
He was entitled, so I'm thinking maybe somebody was... Maybe.
And look, well, we've seen it. You know, sometimes people say stuff about something. Look at what Mike said about that Japan map the other day. He was blunt.
Well, he was saying more about the hype, not the map.
But he was blunt.
Yeah.
He was blunt. Yeah. He didn't sugarcoat it. He spoke bluntly. But that's the internet. That's the internet. It's...
Yeah, I mean...
It's, you know, if you
he
get
was,
a...
He was right, too, in my opinion. But that just goes to show you how hungry people are for new content in this space, man. You know, they're getting excited. The bar's so low, it's on the floor. But, yeah. I mean, it's his project at the end of the day. If he wants to snatch it, he can snatch it. You know, we got to deal with it. I mean, but if you're coming into modding expecting... When all the glad handing and empty platitudes stop, you're going to, you know... You got to feed off your own energy, man, as a creator. Any artist, it's that way, you know, for the people that, you know, if you're a songwriter, you're going to show 10 people your song. Five of them are going to like it. Five of them are going to hate it. And the five that hate it are going to lie to you anyway. So you got to feed off your own energy, dude. I mean,
What does that even mean? What does that even mean? Those maps were ADPL-SA content in which he didn't apply those licenses to hit uploaded content. So he failed to agree to a license agreement in which he acquired the content from. What does that even mean, Archie? What does it all mean, Basil?
What does it all mean? Honestly, bro, it's not your fucking shit. At the end of the day, you're making a mod for an existing IP. So I don't really see a legal avenue to... I mean, DMCA, sure, but all they have to do is change one little thing and it's not their IP anymore. You know, it legally, and people keep saying legally, like they're going to hire a lawyer, like any lawyer is going to charge you less than, you know, $10,000 as a retainer for something like this. They don't want to get, this is so murky and muddy. No lawyer, no litigator wants to be involved in this. So when people shout that they're going to have you, you know, legally, you know, punitively, you know, punished, I guess, like to me, that's just empty threats. I don't know. that thing again with the modders being eccentric, man, you know, but I don't know Zarge's whole side of the story. Like, so something crazy had to have happened. I hope it's not just, hey, the compliments ran out, you know.
Armor and DayZ public license share alike. So that's a big, big, big document. So what does it mean? What people care? The maps were behemoths. Okay.
I mean, the game's behemoth. When you make a mod for a game, it doesn't really, it's not your IP. Unless you like bought an asset and imported it into that map, or you created your own asset. But then I'm pretty sure as soon as you would think legally, I mean, as a person who's been on trial before, even if you create a custom asset, so like a house, and then you put it on a map, you uploaded it to the workshop. You know what I mean? Now it's like it's public. It's the way I see it. It's like a YouTube video. If somebody screen snatches this podcast, they have fair use. They can,
yeah,
you know, make it look like me and you are blowing each other. They can do whatever they want as long as it's not liable and to
transformative
liable,
and
lost
no.
money. And, you know, like, yeah, it's never gonna happen. Plus, why would you waste money? Lawyers are expensive, dude. No one's gonna sue you over a fucking DayZ anything. So
I just think it's sad, mate, because yeah, you know, it's a lot of people out there who were using, you know, that map and the other stuff he's done, and all of a sudden it's all gone. But yeah. And yeah, because this sort of does touch on, I have no idea what's the latest on the Taviana map. Have you heard Taviana or whatever they've renamed it to?
That one just boggles me. I feel like with all of these things, we're not getting anywhere close to the full story, you know? So it's so hard. And that's not because Boydie's a lazy producer of the podcast. There's just not that much stuff out there. Most of this stuff is discussed in Discord chats and dark rooms. It's like politics, you know, you just kind of have to fill in the blanks, and then you're just speculating, and that's kind of dangerous. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I what did Zarge make? He made which map?
Serrani and Iztek.
Oh, Iztek's cool. So Iztek's gone?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I was just actually playing on it as well on a server here in Australia. Not Daisy Down Under, surprisingly. But yeah, I was enjoying.
I don't know. Maybe we could get him on and he could tell his side. I don't know. He said he's done with the community. So something, I feel like it has to be something much bigger than, you know, people stopped backslapping me. You know, I feel like maybe, you know, something was broken and he couldn't update it fast enough. So the server owners were like, hey, dude, what's the deal? What's going on? What's the big deal? People are, when he said entitled, it almost seems like people were treating him like he worked for them, sort of, you know, like when you're a server owner and an update comes out that breaks the server and everybody's pissed that they can't play your server, but it's not you, it's the mod that's broken. You got to wait, you know, people don't understand that. So maybe something like that happened. I'm speculating, but it seems like it's a lot deeper than the surface that we scratched here. So maybe we can get him on, or maybe he can make us, he made a statement there. There's just kind of,
I have sent him a DM. And all I pretty much said in it was, are you okay, dude? I honestly feel that he's got a lot going on IRL, and this is just, you know, he's just stepping back from it all, and to minimize the issues, he's just said, fuck it all, taking everything down, fuck yous all, and I get it, you know, we all have that moment where you reach it for whatever, it could be, you know, one person said one thing that tipped him over, and he's just like, fuck it, fuck you all, I'm out, you can, you know, eat a bag of dicks. It's sad.
Again, you know,
it's really sad though, Archie. Yeah. I just hope he's okay. End of the day, Zarge is a nice person. I hope he's okay, regardless.
And we're not entitled to his content. If he wants to take it down, I mean, I stand by that with both feet, bro. If he wants to take down his tech, he can take it down. You know, it's his. So
yeah, yep. Very, very sad. Very, very sad. What else did we have to about?
Hey, thank you for the raid, Facility.
yeah, thank you, Facility. I did say thank you in chat. Really appreciate it, buddy. War Dogs mods. So, War Dog, if you are in chat, you feel free to come in and join us, mate. But so initially, it looked like he thought they'd been DMCA'd. Now Steam have finally gotten back to him and said, no, you deleted them yourself. And he's saying, no, I didn't. And that sounds similar.
I saw this on
Twitter. That sounds similar to what I've heard happen to, I think it was Dab, and Dewan has had similar things as well, where what is going on with the Steam Workshop? This is some weird ass shit.
Well, it is an election year. No, I'm kidding. who knows, man? We'd have to get Steam. It has to be Steam side, right? It can't be. I mean, maybe reporting, maybe they're brigade reporting. I don't know. Again, I would just be speculating.
But for them to, and he shared the message, for them to say, no, you deleted it on this date at this time. And he's like, well, no, I think he even said I was streaming at that time. So
change your passwords, bro. Get 2-factor authentication. That would suck, man. To put all the, especially if they're not backed up. Hopefully they are.
Well, I'm just looking for it now. I did see he posted something with an update of it. Basically, he's lost all the stats that he had associated with his mods that got deleted.
All the Steam awards and stuff you get from people, that sucks. I mean, it's kind of, ultimately, it's it's, you know, frivolous, but at the same time, it's nice to have those trophies, you know, that is a trophy. How many subscribers you have to your mod and stuff, you know, it's nice to have. It's an attaboy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. It's a little thing to, it's basically like YouTuber, Twitch streamers, follow counts and all the rest of it. It's like, yeah, I'm doing well. You know, it's a bit of a milestone when you hit this and you hit that and all the rest of it. So yeah, it's a bit disappointing. But I just, that's
War Dog did the dog tags, right? That's one of his big mods.
Let's have a look at his
dog tags. I think I remember seeing his name, but that's a badass mod. And then, yeah, man, fuck. I mean, obviously he's going to try to upload it again and see what happened. But I mean, if it happens again, does Steam have to say why they took something down off the workshop?
I don't think they do. But it's just even how long it took for them to get back. You know, modding is such a big part of gaming. Okay, there we go.
Here's especially this game, bro.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about, CHD? What do you think we're talking about right now, bro? Talking about DayZ mods. The most important thing about DayZ and something strange going on in the DayZ workshop. Let me break it down for you, bro. Let me use three-letter words.
Within the last hour, as I'm preparing for an update to one of my workshop items, my workshop item was removed without warning from the community workshop. I've been given reports from multiple workshop items that have been going missing without warning over the past couple of days. There's something on your end. This is absolutely infuriating that content that I published over 3 years ago is now being removed without warning. It needs to be resolved. My workshop item had over 1.5 million subscribers. In addition, another mod of mine was also removed from the workshop, also having a large subscriber base. Hello, I've brought back the items, but I cannot recover the screenshots. According to the logs, it looks like you deleted the items on May 23rd at 1:25 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You did not delete them. Was there maybe something you did that could have triggered the delete erroneously? Hey, Jack, would you be allowed to share the Unix timestamps of when they were deleted? So I appreciate you restoring these, but there was no way for me to delete these on my own. I was prepping to update my mods to account for DayZ's update. There's no way for me to delete my mods without going through an Are You Sure prompt. The exact timestamp is there. I don't see an indication that it was deleted from your client, but could someone abuse your computer and delete it from the web? There is no indication your account is compromised. I'm only signed in on my home web browser and Steam client, and my work browser in which that computer is locked behind a FIDO security key. I was on my computer at the time, the above timestamp, and was actively streaming to other people as well, so there was no way for someone to actively delete my workshop content that I would know. And those two items were too sensitive and popular for me to willingly delete on my own. Contacted Bohemia Interactive, in which they're actively opening an investigation with Valve to figure out what happened to the other modders that have had their content removed. It seems like their responses from Steam Support have pointed them to the author, breaking the global guidelines and rules of Steam. I just find it odd that my content would be reinstated, but seemingly deleted by me somehow. If you're interested, this was one of my friends in their interaction with Steam Support. The content did not break any of the Steam's global guidelines and rules, which made me concerned about my content, as I believed it was going to suffer the same fate. So it seems like it's almost classic YouTube / Twitch.
Like an passing. AI crawler.
But no, butt passing, where they won't address it, and they just give you tokenistic answers of, you know, according to this, according to that. It's got to be fucking frustrating, man. It's got to be frustrating.
That's a bad thing everywhere. And it's multiple mods and multiple modders. That's the weird thing.
Yeah.
You know? And that's honestly game breaking, because if one mod is down on your server, guess what? You got to fucking take it.
Imagine if it's Jacob Mango's CF tools and things like that.
Then nothing would work.
Yeah. Or Dewan's VPP admin tools and, those core things that just. Oh.
Any dependency. Yeah. That's a. That'd be nuts. So yeah, I mean, I'm sure Bohemia is interested in that, and they're trying.
Well,
to
they you would hope they are, because as you said, mate, modding is such a big part of what they do of this game, and if it's getting fucked around, you know, I'd love to actually see what the stats are of how many people play official versus how many people play community service. But oh, I'm going to hazard a guess. It would be at least 80% community, 20%.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Official, yeah. if not more. Playing,
I mean, you think about it like this: you go on official, click sort by population, and only the first page, not even at the bottom of the first page, it stops saying full and starts saying, it's like three full servers, the rest are high, and then immediately medium. Mm-hmm. So, and then you go to community. But again, though, I don't know, because I guarantee you they're spoof. I mean, we already, it's already been proven people are spoofing player accounts, so you never really know. But I would say most people are definitely on community.
Been an interesting week, hasn't it, Archie? Drama.
A lot going on.
Like, we got crossbows. So
crossbows and leg armor, dude. People got to stop tripping.
Every cloud has a silver lining, mate. Leg armor, crossbows. I'm happy.
Yeah, man. I'm very happy, dude. I like where everything's going. Plus, just the fact that a game that's like, what, 11 years old now is still getting updates that aren't just bug fixes.
10 years. Okay.
People, no one's talking about all the fixes that they did this patch. Like, there's so many fixes that were essential.
Yeah,
that are there.
Well, the glitching through walls and looking through walls and all the rest of it, using glow sticks all that other crap
Even broken sounds, broken, like, I know a lot of people hate the new gun raise sound, but I like it, man. It's more immersive. You know, I hear the sling mount rattling on the buttstock and stuff. You know, it feels more immersive to me.
Now, the last thing I want to talk about this week for me is in the Discord, folks. Bada boom, bada bing. Let me find it. I have got two forums. This year, it is 10 years since DayZ Standalone was released. We are actually streaming on the date, I think it's the 18th of December off the top of my head. It might be, but I've got two questions that I'm asking people. And I really want everyone to get in and give us some ideas. One is, what would you like to see BI do to commemorate 10 years of this buggy, broken, fucking awesome game? And ideas for what we, the DayZ podcast, can do for that 10-year episode as well. Now, Archie knows the guest who I have lined up for it. He's the only person I've told outside of my family. So we've got a big guest lined up for that episode.
Please come. Please don't flake, bro. Please.
but really, you know, we'd like to do giveaways. I'd like to try to do something. I've got an idea about something, which I talked about last week, I think, the Brian Bears. But we really want to do something pretty fucking awesome for 10 years of the DayZ standalone game. But the big thing that I would like to see people doing is any ideas for Scotty and the team, what they could do for 10 years of...
10-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and not 25% off sale. Because it's like anytime they want to commemorate something, it's, hey, the game's 40% off right now.
War Dog, I think Steam should delete the game without warning.
Yeah, dude, I'm sorry that happened to you, bro. I feel for you, man. That sucks. I know the mods I've made, like all the time and effort that went into them. And it's so nice seeing all of those accolades when people are, you know, giving you Steam Community Awards and you see that number go into the 5 and 6 digits, you know. Of subscribers, and it just gets knocked off. That would be gut-wrenching, man. I apologize. I hate that happened to you. I can sympathize.
But yeah, any ideas that you people have got, go in there and post them. You know, just, we know Scotty and the team do keep an eye on what we do and say in there. I think we've got one of the best probably even better. I imagine a lot of people just go into the DayZ official Discord to bitch and moan. Whereas for the most part, our Discord's pretty positive. So any ideas you've got, post them up in there, folks. And yeah, we'll see. I'm excited for it. 10 years, mate. Who would have thought this game would be a fucking 10-year bloody...
still chugging along, man. Still
rolling. What's the Steam? Let's have a quick look at that.
It's still pretty good. It's still pretty good. The crossbow update brought some people back. I mean, people really, really wanted bows back, so... I think the crossbow is like a diet bow. So I'm stoked, man. I think that people just, you know, that bandwagoning shit with the negativity, it's almost like a social contagion in DayZ. you know, and anytime something comes out, people immediately go to the streamers, and if they're complaining, then they just parrot what they say. It really is like a social contagion, man. It's crazy. Just be happy, be grateful. Again, you know, if you have a grievance, it's your right to voice it, but I think people are unnecessarily critical.
Not doing too bad. 50K.
Yeah, that's great, dude. I mean, look at Scum's numbers in comparison. What? DayZ and Rust are the best survival games on the market, man. And Rust isn't even a survival game anymore. You don't even have to eat or drink anymore.
Okay, so Scum had a decent peak there with their cooking update, which I still haven't tried yet. I've got to, but yeah. So yeah, DayZ still killing it, still absolutely killing it. So yeah, we shall see. We shall see. Archie, servers. Did you check anything out this week, mate?
I've been playing on Zero Summer Chinaris.
On Happy Bomb like server.
Is that Happy Bomb Zero?
Yeah, yep.
Oh, thank you, Happy Bombs. We had a great time. Me and Facility played for like 2 hours, 3 hours yesterday, and we had a fucking blast. I did try Kimsey because it seems like it's all the rage right now. I was so fucking bored, and it's hard to bore me because I can entertain myself no matter what, but that shit, even my viewers were just like, dude, play something else. But yeah, that Zero Summer, I like the Summer Chinaris mod. I like the overgrowth. I love the, you know, you can lay down in the grass and no one can see you. It's beautiful. If Daisy's getting stale for you and you're not on console, which even if you are on console, by the way, we kind of missed this because there's no console guy here this week. Don Sibley showed everybody, he's back, by the way, how to make the overgrowth mod work on console. That's fucking huge. Like, that is huge. So for those of you on console who DayZ is becoming stale for, try a new map, dude. I'm telling you, it's like you're playing a brand new game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've been streaming this game since 2017. So 6 years, it gets stale. I recently moved from mostly official servers over to checking out some modded maps, and I'm having a blast. It's like I'm playing a new game. My love for the game is completely reinvigorated. So give yourself a break and go play on some modded servers. And if you're on console, try to track down those overgrowth servers, because I'm telling you, you're going to have a good time. It's how DayZ's meant to be played.
Have you tried the Reforge Your DayZ mod?
I tried it very briefly. All I'm going to say is, bro, if you suck at Tarkov, don't try to make DayZ Tarkov, bro. To each his own. I have my own taste. I'm a hardcore vanilla gorilla. It's not for me. It was way too cartoony and arcadey, but that's what the kids are into, bro. I mean, look at cats like Cairo are killing it on servers like that. So it's just not for me personally, but it's too easy. You know, it's not the DayZ I know. It's almost like padded corners DayZ. You know, it's like the McDonald's version.
I know Sada just put out a big video playing it. And my mate Spud from DayZ Down Under has told me he's been playing it as well, and he's pretty happy with it. I have Armor Reforger, but I just, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We shall see. M4A1 yeah. God will be just wrote into the suggestions. I think Bohemia should release a free downloadable version of the entire soundtrack, some 10-year celebration wallpaper, if possible, at least a background for Xbox and PlayStation, and make the Demolsk official map on console.
Here's one. Bring back the Dean Hall zombie.
Yes.
And that spawned with a Kiwi because he's from New Zealand.
Yep.
Haha. And so we can throw rocks at it. So, I mean, honestly, Joe, just something like that. Like, bring them back, the old goofy ass zombies, you know, a new zombie, like from one of the old heads, like maybe Brian Hicks or something. That would be sick. I know you'd have to get their permission to use their likeness, and the legal that goes into that would be a nightmare, but you know, something, some kind of fan service, I'm sure, from the OGs, because most people don't give a fuck that the game just became a decade old and it's still running. Most people are just casual players. So it would be fan service for the original
exactly.
gangsters anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's only a short episode this week. I think we've touched on everything. This is kind of what we always aim for, but without a guest this week, that usually adds, you know, 45 minutes or so to each episode. Individual spotlights, anything you want to shout out, Archie?
Yeah, next, let's see. Somebody just got... Anyway, next weekend, next Saturday, we're going to be doing an event with BGP Sammy. I know I've been shouting him out a lot. Please go give that guy some love. I know there's a lot of DayZ streamers and community members on the YouTube side of things. Hey, I'm Barnby, Bean, me, Billy B-Wad. I think Sweetest Kill is going to be on there, but he's doing an event. It's going to be a lot of fun. So if DayZ content is becoming stale for you, go check it out. BGP Sammy, if I'll try to grab a link unless there's a mod awake in chat that can get a link for him. He's an awesome dude. And if you guys have spotlight recommendations, dude, feel free to jump in the Discord and tag me, the 87.8 Discord, or mine, but it'd be better if it was 87.8, and shoot me some spotlights so I can check people out, because YouTube is not the best at feeding me new DayZ content. I'm having to mine it myself. So if you guys have any suggestions for a spotlight for a content creator, a modder, or a player that's really good, I want to see more, you know, very talented players on DayZ, because this game is hard, and there's some people that have some sick thumbs when it comes to PvP and stuff. Some base builders, some very, very talented members of the community that aren't getting any shine. If you guys know anybody like that or know any cool stuff like that, let me know. Shoot it to me. I'd be happy to check it out and mention it on the stream. I've done it before. Even if they're like my buddy Helen, he went in that Soviet builder game on Steam and rebuilt Electro and Cherno. That was insane. Yeah. I had to showcase that. So if you see something like that and you think the community would find it interesting, I promise you they will. And if they won't, I will dress it up and put it in a pretty package and make it interesting.
Me, I want to shout out my boy Moonshine. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Moonshine. He's been around for ages, but yeah. He's not a creator or nothing like that. He's just a good guy. We did the laptop for him a while back, the fundraiser to get him a new gaming laptop. He was playing DayZ on a 10-year-old laptop. He's paralyzed and all the rest of it. So it was good to be able to do something nice. But, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Good old West Virginia boy.
Yeah, good old West Virginia. But, yeah, no. Thank you all so much. Is there anyone streaming some DayZ right now that we can send everyone over to raid? Lad is streaming. Let's go raid Lad.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. We're going to raid Lad.
Make sure you guys spam no red nine. No red nine.
Get back here. Analytics field account. Edit.
They have got to fix the redirect for YouTube and make it easier.
It is so frustrating.
Got to search them up. Got to somehow talk and entertain the audience in the meantime. It's great. Guys, go check out Rampage Granny too. She's awesome. She's awesome. So yeah, some m'lady fedora boy was trying to defend Rampage Granny against Boy.
Oh yeah, that was funny in the comments. Yeah, someone had a go at us because we said in to Rampage Granny in the episode when she was on about how. Yeah, it's going to be kind of weird that some of these guys saying these pretty crude things to you. Yeah, you're old enough to be their mother. And this person was like, man, that's fucking harsh, you know? And even she was like, what are you fucking talking about?
Yeah, she's got granny in her name and we called her babushka the whole time, which means grandmother in Russian. I don't think she's offended. But plus, she'd probably kick our asses even if she were. I don't think that guy needs to defend her. She's fine.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. I want you to be able to see what I am seeing. This is what frustrates me.
YouTube is harsh.
Redirect privileges needed. Ask Lad to add you to their live redirect list in community settings.
Oh, he's got it turned off. He's got it turned off. That's weird. That's like a setting you have to make, huh? Well, have you seen her facility? Lurking Lad. We can just throw his fucking his tag in the chat. I mean, worst case.
Yeah, I'll do that. So everyone head over there. Call him a twat.
No red nine. He'll love it. He hates the red nine.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you all next week. We haven't got a guest lined up yet, so we'll work something out. But all the best, everyone, and ciao for now.